I made it my decision what I'm going to do about the baby. But I'm going to abort it. But I want to go to the doctor soon. And I've got problems at my house. And I want him to stay there. And I'm going to have been upset. Because he told me to leave. And I've got to make a decision. Mr. Dolls was going to send me some money, okay? I'm supposed to get them off. And I need a lie that I can keep the money, but I haven't told him yet I'm not coming, and I want to stop telling somebody. Tell him that I'm going to keep the money, but tell him a different lie. Like my friend got stolen and done for what I thought about the ticket.
I don't
want
to
see why
she's keeping
the money. It's a lie of money, so.
On what chance is that?
It's almost $250. My plane fare is not that much. We obviously don't have
enough food. So it's all for us, but he's going to go for that.
What can he do?
If I bought the ticket, there's nothing else he can do. Unless he's going to come around.
No, what I'm saying is, what can he do if she don't see him like that?
I don't know. Probably nothing. A lot of threats. But I don't, because she saw it. That was a bad thing to do. What was there some special, what do you want to do, keep the money for the...
The coin fund, the flat money?
Yeah, that's part of that money. But he...
He was sending it out to you before he called you, before you let him know that he decided not to?
Yeah. Did you sign anything at all back there, you said something about scholarship, or you were going to work for this man? What did you sign?
I didn't sign any papers.
You have nothing in writing but that he could hold on.
When I worked there a long time ago, it was around 1967, I signed these papers since then. But I haven't been there since then.
7 years.
Well, I think she's probably going to run back. Which I don't know. I think she should have.
I don't see how...
So your moving situation, you got to buy... I guess we should take the first thing if you were in the country as well. You have a problem that would be just made. You sure that's wrong?
Yeah. I thought about it. And I got my persuasion. I talked to him about it. And my decision is my decision. It's not, I decided to do it on my own. He doesn't know what I'm talking
about. Richard, do you know what's going on here?
I don't know.
Who doesn't know the decision?
No one does.
No one does.
What did you say about you were going to go to San Luis Obispo to take the drugs?
I was going to the doctor in San Luis Obispo, but that made no point to go there because I was going to be in San Luis Obispo. And that's why that
pretty much. Are you very positive that you're pregnant? Is there a possibility you could just get sick from periods or something? Sometimes a woman become like sick, their period does stop for a few.
That's all right.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, fine.
I thought there was some place in the family. I didn't know that we went
the closest town.
Really?
No, we went to the doctor, and great, there is a place in San Francisco, but I just wanted to go to, then had a problem. And, to do that. A real good gynecologist to go to San Francisco.
I'm sure I'm sure that I'm here.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it doesn't have the mental attitude that you have about your body and the decisions you've made is quite well. So, I think that you should. Who went? Oh, okay. Should I call someone to go with you?
Oh.
Hello? Well, you know, someone that maybe you can relate to, you know, lots of communities. Yeah, that would be it.
Well, who would you like to go with?
My favorite is one person that you know and talk to very well.
Find a territory you have to leave.
Because you got a good new side. Yeah, I don't see eye to eye. And mom, because she's inside one. So, it was about some cookie crumbs of all things. And so, he got mad. And so I told him, you know, he was going to throw a broom at me. And I told him he was going to not hit me. And so, I couldn't get out my face. Boy, you know, he had to that. So he got kind of pissed. So he said, yeah. And so Paul walked out, and Paul just got up and worked. And he had this thing, you know, that changed the work. And he said, you get out too. He said, you don't come in here. And
half
a little bit. Can you take his gun? Yeah, well,
you
always have when it comes in the door.
Oh, I'm
and it can't stop it. I mean, you know, talking to you, or he was talking to me and Paul, both of us. So
Paul was cleaning house.
Yeah.
Probably was fighting, huh?
Mom was calling me, and she always does this, and she said, she never did anything. I told her, I said, until you get off your lazy ass and clean the house with him, and they can't be stuck kicking his ass, then he will never change. And she got upset with me, so I'm not seeing me even run up and down. So I sit out with me, and when we're all with him, you have to leave.
Well, being curious, I haven't been able to speak at all.
I called it yesterday. My sister told me that mom called, so I called it this morning. And he started to talk on the telephone, and I said, well, I called to talk to you, I called to talk to mom. He kept going on and going to give me a lecture. So I hung the phone with him here.
Well, did you move out?
Nope.
You're still living there.
Wanda's
asking
to move her house,
but I didn't know that. Wanda. So of course it would just be temporary, but we're moving out. And so, that's strong.
But I've been thinking. we have to do for it and work that out, you know, and help with that and that.
Better be. At least have someone with you.
I mean, with the, she gonna get some, she gonna be out, she won't be out. I mean, living situation.
There's nothing I can do with it, I can do that. Fucking no. You know, I really just don't want to say when you go move there, you look there. Oh, that's it. Just why would you like him or someplace that guys should want to be in a situation or situation where you can't be laid or get along?
I don't know, I'm gonna play right there.
Why don't you give that some thought also? Think about it and
do you have an appointment to Santa Rosa anytime soon or do you have to make?
No, I called Becky. Well, Becky called to have she's been on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and I was going to be able to ask maybe can't call her.
So why don't we schedule her for next Tuesday? When he has to come back in, and maybe by that time you'll know maybe if somebody would even like to go with you, or even you can ask somebody on your own, but I really think you should have somebody with you. Then come back in and maybe you can tell us who maybe you'd like to work with, or just anything that we can help you with. Well, who's gonna whoever I pick that
And that's why I'm using my kit for the baby. Because I have something wrong with my bladder and kidney. Yeah, it's functioning a lot. And I pass masses with it, but better clock.
It's been going off for very long.
That's why I went to the doctor first when I told you.
Is normal during your other times?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know, I've not had the experience.
So, definitely not going to be back.
It'll be for the fact that, you know, maybe someday that they'd actually come back and cross shift the group. I'd say keep it, but, you know, there's a good possibility to come back and ask her if I'd bring more attitude on the gym.
Well, that's true, but I was thinking, like, Minnie's mother is the one that communicates to me. She doesn't know anything about the shirt. At all, because we keep our things up, you know, we don't call anything. We like.
Do you know anything about the tree?
Me, whether she comes in the church, but she don't know. You know, she says it was secret, so we don't tell our business, but she does. And they've been asking where I've been. And me and Judy both agreed with me that we should tell them that I was just standing around. And that's as far as, you know, we've got. I don't know, you know. That's what they told me, which is the guy I told him that but then, like, he was calling me at work, trying to find out where I was and where I was living and my telephone number. And calling Paul, he has no way to find that. And that gave him my phone. But he's brilliant what he's done too, from what I work with him. $30.
Oh.
Well, the money comes tomorrow morning, so it has to be between tomorrow and July 5th or whatever.
$250.
Well, he wants you to come back. Yeah, I work in the park. I can get my scholarship for 2 weeks.
Well, if you didn't put him in there with a talk, you
to I even want to call him to come for legal matters.
That's right,
thank you. And just find out what he
thinks.
What is that number?
Try 7607, then see what I'm counting. And that's why I said that number is that. Man, some chickens are out. What about, nobody about these strong stuff.
So, 6 months. Actually, he's just sending me the money on faith, isn't he?
Right.
That's all, you know, it's out of this house, it's not at the hospital.
No, but what would he, if you didn't put the money back,
I think what we were going to do was, the law was like, I got my ticket and my reservations made. And like when he called, he just called and told me that the money was on its way. And then the secretary did that. And so I said, okay. And then I hung up the phone. But then, can you think of it? I said, well, why not keep the money? You know, he couldn't. Why not keep it? So I thought of a lie that would be like, I still have my reservation like before I cancel. To buy the ticket to him and say that Paul, because he knows Paul, Paul drove me to San Francisco Airport and I went to the bathroom and Paul saw some ladies that he said he was talking to and I sent me over my purse and walked off and forgot my purse and when I got back my purse was stolen. He can't trace the ticket and he can't trace the money.
Yeah, but what she could do, I mean, you know, make a reservation, just say you have reservations, but you haven't bought the ticket. But she would have to go and make
reservations. She would have to make reservations, which that would be just easy enough. I just called him and talked to him yesterday. I can make it again.
There's no problem about that because canceled reservations, we can never check into them. By the time you write them, you have canceled reservations all. As far as he's concerned.
So that's why that was a good idea for me. Yeah. Because I could use the police if you got.
Now, I really don't see how council can actually do anything. I think at this point, you know, all we can do is advise you, and I think maybe at this point it would be up to you to just, whatever you decided on, but I just don't think that we could agree to it.
And it doesn't,
it's more of a, he's sending it to you on faith, and, which is what.
It seems that we are involved, though, because in the event that this thing could lead to ultimate criticism of our family, father, we're involved. Tim Stone recommends he probably would have that uppermost in his mind in his recommendation. So let's, maybe we ought to wait and hear what he has to say. To offer you any suggestions in the matter, I think is, I'd be reluctant to. $250 to one person means a lot more than to another.
That's true.
And if he's really flush, it's like nothing. He's not. It's a gesture, a selfish gesture for whatever the purpose it was. He would be inclined to look into it, want to know more about what happened to him, report it.
Yeah. Jim said definitely no, and it said that.
Yeah.
Security and things like that. And then one thing, this is what
that means that you're still threatening someone. You think about that?
Yeah, but always fear when you're there. That's true, but I go to security night, you know, meetings on Thursday night, and like, they ask you questions about, do you think you could be a leader and things like that? But yet, people that try to be such a friend in the family, you know, are the ones that doubt the most. People doubt the most. I don't know, I'm willing to think about things that everybody saw that and say, you know, everybody needs it. So, like, with Ira tonight, she spoke. And, but yeah, she was kind of pissed off because she heard talking, and I was a few minutes away, and she didn't think that she heard it. And she was trying to get into this, trying to get that one. She didn't know. She, when I called Ira the front, because she was the one that was bothering me, said me that she heard Irene and Shirley had no idea that I had heard it at all. They, you know, they were talking amongst themselves in the full room, and I was 2 minutes away.
Like I say, person said to me, well, I don't want you. And that's the reaction. Say, well, I don't want you, you know. But if you told your feelings, some of your feelings, why you actually didn't want to stay, but you just had a problem with that makes a difference.
See, it first appeared like a selfish act.
Yeah.
And then it became unselfish because then you unburdened your problems to us. So that made a difference for a lot of people.
How did the fact that you were pregnant get around with you and the people? I don't know. I got a lot of people. I mean, I've heard a lot. I don't know. Right? The only person I told was Rochelle. No, she didn't tell anybody because I came, I was with her that the time I told her from church and then the bed because she didn't tell anybody. I told her one thing right before I came to church, and I sat with the same church, and we didn't go any places, and I didn't go
anywhere. Sunday night?
No, I didn't know about it until tonight. But she's been talking that this one's been saying that, and I thought, gosh, I mean, you don't know that you're pregnant. And usually this
I didn't know that.
But all that I heard about me leaving evidently was around this weekend. I don't know how I got it because what was said was I was over in Melbourne, London. And so I had headaches, so I just went to bed early. And Wayne was going to do security, so, you know, just stay there. And he was working on another project. And so evidently, the telephone rang, and I said, me answer, Wayne answered the phone, and he said it was Melvin from 7 o'clock after we were there. And so, the truth was, the truck was stuck and that was there, so we didn't go because we missed the bus. So, but he didn't say it was one of the angels on the phone. He said it was Melvin.
And then he left the mic for the line. So that's why I didn't want you to be in the meeting. I don't get it. Linda called your house from San Francisco and Wayne said it was Melvin. But I had told Wayne once before that when I first found out I was pregnant, I told Wayne.
And he got mad when he got sick. And so I called him back and I told him, when I'm not, that's on the end of the day. Simple lie, you know, telling him that I wasn't. But yet, he wasn't feeling upset. So, like I said, I'm there too. Sometimes I wish I probably did. But I didn't need to, because I didn't want to know it all. I did not even find out.
I'm going to pick up that feeling.
I didn't know. Yeah, so that's probably why I left for the state.
And that's why we can even come back at all. Take that letter. Right, but we're my answer was that Jerry told me that when you come back, and so he went, you know, some push to come back. So I said, I told you, you know, and I did that back. But, yeah. And yet I knew that this was not supposed to be, and I was aware of, but from where I felt, you know, that I guess I was where I felt. In fact, that's the one that I made. Is that what you said? It is the best place to be. But I'm not the person that you feel like it. I feel much better, you know, since I'm not told it. So I mean, I wouldn't leave.
So this one's 12 years pretty heavy, but what was I mean, it was hot outside.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, you know, because I had been trying to work, you know, and do some, we all had pretty shitty jobs, but you know, we made it.
No, but I mean now, I mean, like, consider, you know, they could definitely consider being a man. It's not alone, it's much worse. The other half, you didn't have to keep a lot of people by yourself, and you think it's not worse?
Yeah. I guess just, I mean, when you say there's a lot of people, it's just two of us working together. I mean, that the support between the two of us, which
I don't know, the whole group,
you know, they didn't ask that way. You know, we planned it to be that way, but it never ended up that way. They then end up that, you know, you and your partner would end up doing it. I mean, you know, working together, you know, to make it. Because Bob and Nikki want to do their thing, and Todd and Bill want to do their thing, and John Jr. want to do their thing. You know, it's funny by itself. So, I was pretty tiny on the team. So, when
situation, which is
see the medical. Maybe about that.
What?
I have to do that.
What is it?
I just wanted to eat.